The ultra-Orthodox Shas Party has decided not to join a government led by Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, who is hoping to become Israel's first woman prime minister in more than 30 years. Shas leader Eli Yishai said coalition talks collapsed. Yishai told Israel Radio that Livni failed to meet two key demands. First, not to negotiate with the Palestinians on the future of Jerusalem, and second, to provide $26 million in welfare benefits for big religious families. Shas's decision came a day after Livni issued an ultimatum. Livni said that if she did not have a new coalition government by Sunday, she would call early elections. With 2 days to go before the deadline, both sides could be engaging in brinksmanship. Officials in Livni's Kadima party and in Shas say there is still a chance for a deal. If there are early elections, they would probably take place in March of next year. Livni would face off with hawkish opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Battle lines are already being drawn. Netanyahu opposes Livni's plan for the creation of a Palestinian state and compromise on Jerusalem. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.